Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:41 to Washington. Republicans take aim at college campus protests. Secretary of Education with a budget hearing today before senators. You can bet there will be a lot of pointed questions about what's been happening at Columbia and college campuses across the country. Miguel Cardona has denounced the demonstrations. Fox's Jared Halpern live at the White House. The Biden administration, however, Jared, is deferring to campus leaders to decide how to respond to this.
For the most part, yes. So far, you've not seen the administration issue any sort of guidance to universities, other than, of course, the vehement rejection of the anti-Semitism that has been a part of some of these demonstrations, some of these protests. But when pressed yesterday about an administration response, Karine Jean-Pierre said it is up to each individual college president, college officials, college leadership to decide whether or not to deploy police, what kind of punishment students could face. She said that the president firmly believes in the right to protest, but that has to be done peacefully, and it has to be done within the bounds of the law, but that they will respect people's rights to protest while rejecting, again, the anti-Semitism. It comes as it is beginning to be commencement season. President Biden is taking part in two commencement addresses, one in Atlanta, one at West Point. It is possible that at Morehouse College in Atlanta, he sees some demonstrations, some protests. So certainly have followed the president everywhere he goes. And I imagine it will be a feature of some of the commencement addresses that other senior administration officials take part in later. I guess most of them are in May next month.
Is there much of an update on the potential incursion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah and or the potential talk of a truce or at least a temporary ceasefire that we were talking about yesterday?
Well, the Secretary of State was in Saudi Arabia. We heard from him and the administration yesterday, Karine Jean-Pierre and others, that said this is up to Hamas, that there is a new deal that is on the table. It is up to Hamas to accept it. They are waiting for Hamas to accept it. We believe that that would lead to a six-week ceasefire, that it would lead to the release of many hostages. But again, that this is a deal that the U.S. says is up to Hamas to accept, that Israel has put this on the table, that this is backed by the other mediators taking part in this. As for what it means for Rafah, we heard from Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel today, who said that Israeli forces will enter Rafah. They will eliminate these Hamas battalions, whether there is a ceasefire deal or not. Did not put a timetable on that. But again, those conversations with the administration continue. The U.S. saying that there has to be a credible plan to provide security and safety for the more than million Palestinian civilians who are now seeking refuge in that southern city of Rafah.
We'll be listening for your updates from the White House and through Washington throughout the day. And obviously any breaking developments we can send to you in the WOKV app. Jared, thanks.